Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're a natural, Richard. I was wrong.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's have a little fun. My guy, Dylan Moe, on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, has three questions for us, Goo.
All right.
And
damn,
each of us will answer them, and if anybody thinks they're good enough questions, they can jump into. All right, you ready?
Number one.
Steiny and Goo, do you think the Warriors got better this year?
I do. With the acquisition of Al Horford, bringing back DeAnthony Melton, and also Seth Curry, another shooter, I do.
I think they got better on paper, no doubt.
So that'd be a yes.
On paper, I think they got better.
But so you do think they got better?
Yes, on paper.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
I don't. But
what's the problem
like
with just saying yes?
Because
it's like Chance the Rapper.
Because the situation's so unique, it doesn't ensure that they're going to be better than last year.
But your answer still would be yes, because you think.
I think they're better on paper.
Well, that's all we have to judge them.
Exactly.
On.
I'm not ducking it.
Do you think Denver's better?
Yes.
On paper.
Yeah.
Do you think OKC's
yes.
better on paper?
Yes.
But you get the drift.
No, I get it.
So everyone's better.
You didn't have to add paper.
But I just want to make clear that, yes, I believe they got better, but that's no guarantee they're going to win more than 48 games,
right.
I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and there's no guarantee that.
That's fair. Yeah. Let's just, right. We can leave it there because we agree.
Yeah.
Okay,
number
so we both
two.
Believe we both believe they got better on paper. Now, number two. Let's say Kuminga plays the way Kerr wants him to play and plays it well. What's their ceiling?
Western Conference Finals.
Okay. I was thinking more win total, but...
Give it to me in your terms.
Well, what's the number now? Let's say...
What was it, 49.5? I thought it was...
I think it's between 45.5 and 47.5.
All right, Kuminga playing well. How many more wins? Where do you go then?
You're going to hate me for this, but
I already
50.
Wow.
That'll get him to 50 if
okay.
he plays well.
Wow. Okay, got you. You start 47, but I think 54, 55.
All right. And then lastly...
Number three.
Goo. And Steiny, who do you think will have a better record this year? Dallas, LA, or the Warriors?
I'm going Dallas. Because I expect Kyrie to come back. I like what they got. That front line, Cooper Flagg, Kyrie. I like Dallas, Steiny. What would your answer be?
I think they'll win more games than the Warriors.
I do too.
Especially
like if you told
if
me Dallas was a two seed,
year.
No doubt. And I don't expect him to be. If you told me Dallas was a two seed, that wouldn't shock me.
Now, L.A.'s interesting.
Go ahead.
What do you think?
No, I think LeBron's just being, I can't use the word, I don't want to get fired. I got bills. But I just think he's being the ultimate ass.
He's hurt.
Yeah, but his feelings are hurt too, that he knows he's not long, that they chose the young prince in Luka, and for whatever reason, Stoney, that's bothering him. And you could tell me, well, who asked us, do we suffer from sciatica? But there's something strange about that to me. You're telling me in 22 years, this is the first year he's going to miss an opening night?
I'm telling you.
Something ain't right.
I'm telling you that if something ain't right, he'll get moved. He'll say, get me out of here.
And I got to say something to you. I wanted DeAndre Ayton on the Warriors. I'm watching, and I'm rooting for him, Stoney. But dude ain't.
Here's the but.
Dude ain't it. I hope I'm wrong, DeAndre, but dude, I'm rooting for you.
I mean, imagine.
He ain't it.
Imagine if Willard had said that 2 years ago. Then you would have believed it from that point until now.
That's a please.
Because I said
it. That's a big miss. Big please.
You know.
Yeah.
Joe Lacob, how do you think the Warriors can do?
Look, I think we're very talented. I think we're very deep. I think we have something that we haven't had, which is two stretch fives. So I think you add that to the mix. That's a positive. Steph still looks great. Jimmy and Draymond and Steph obviously had a great start last year. I think everyone's hoping and suggesting that maybe that continues into this year. And the continued development of our younger players. So you look at all those things, and I think we have the potential to be quite good. Can we win a championship with this roster? I think we can. The biggest thing clearly is going to be staying healthy. Look, I can understand the criticisms by those on the other side that you're going to be very subject to injuries and age in your play. So that could happen. On the other hand, we could stay healthy and be supplemented by the rest of the roster and maybe meet Kevin Pelton's target. I don't know.
Wow, so he heard it 60. That's what Evan brought up. Man, so he listens, Stoney. Not just to us, but man, Kevin Pelton. I mean, boy, that would be, man.
I'm one of the old guys that listens to radio.
Call in, Jay.
I give you a small chance right now to win it.
Who's in your way outside of OKC right now in the West? That's why I got Dallas to the front.
Denver.
I ain't mad at that one. Denver, Dallas, OKC for me.
Houston?
Evan.
They may miss Van Vliet, but they're still going to win a lot of games.
You think?
They're going to win a ton of games in the regular season.
I just think, Evan, that injury is, that's a horrible one, man, to Van Vliet.
Oh, it hurts
him. Reed Shepard.
You keep saying that.
That's a legit call. That's a legit
call. You think he's ready?
You know, I think the Clippers could be better than the Warriors, or they could not be better than the Warriors.
But I think the Clippers are the Warriors in regard to the things that could go wrong or ail them. Is my neck, my back, my knee. You know, they got some of that with their older guys.
They got what, two old guys?
Yeah, Kawhi.
Warriors got four.
No, we Clippers, what would you call Beal?
Oh, yeah, that's four.
Yeah.
Three, rather. I forgot about him.
And Chris Paul.
Is he still playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, the equalizer.
Dude, Evan, when you said you put two.
I'm pretty sure he's in San Antonio.
He cut his hair off.
I think he's in San Antonio.
Well, he was.
I'm sorry. No, I think he's in Washington.
He's on the Clippers.
Where are you going with this?
I'm trying to. You sure he's not back with the Warriors?
I think he's in New Orleans.
Let's put a rat on the table. I hope Joe's not listening. Brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Happy birthday, Billy, from Echo. The Warriors botched that signing, Chris Paul. And the way, nothing for him, Stoney. I mean, come on, man. Just think about that. Chris, we got excited. I sure got excited. That thing fizzled out.
helped him reset the books.
It did. I mean, in fairness.
Helped him.
In fairness, you know, they would have traded him for salary.
Well,
then, or not acquired him for Brandon, or they kept Poole. They were going to have to make a decision anyway.
And that's my dark horse team. You didn't ask, is the Pelicans. Them and the Spurs.
Something always goes wrong with the Pelicans.
You ain't believing in Willie Green?
By the way, Looney's out for a couple weeks.
I know. Evan, I saw it last night. I didn't want to say it. I was hoping y'all did.
The Iron Man.
Get well, Lou, but I did see that, like, ouch. Yeah.
You know, the one thing that, here's one thing I like about Lacob. He doesn't sugarcoat. He doesn't do sugarcoat jobs. And he's not afraid to say, yeah, I didn't think that was going to happen.
If you would ask me, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, would these guys be playing and playing at this level with this level of health at age 37 for Steph, you know,
35.
I definitely would not have predicted that. I would have gone with the odds and said, probably not likely. I mean, maybe I would have thought Steph, because he's such a great shooter and that would translate long term, would still be a very effective player if he wanted to be doing that. But, you know, history shows otherwise. History shows that when you get over 30, in fact, in the NBA, there's a chance you can rapidly decline or get injuries. And it happens more often than not. Now, recent trends have sort of, you know, changed that view. Players are, I mean, certainly LeBron James is an amazing thing that he continued to play at this age, and Tom Brady in football. I mean, clearly medicine and the way we get players prepared has changed. So I think there is a trend. But, you know, Father Time is Father Time. Mm. And so my honest answer to your question is I would not have expected them to be playing at this level.
Who would have? And that, there it is right there. Now, you could have said that in 2022 when they won it. Come on, man. This is 3 years removed since then.
Well, he said 5 years, which is interesting because that is right after they lose in 2019.
Oh, to Toronto.
Right. So he's like, if you asked me 5 or 10 years ago, I would have said there's no chance they could play this long, you know, as long as it. Hence, why the Wiseman pick to me a sign that that's what they believed, that they didn't think the two of them could play at this level for this long. Otherwise, clearly, they would have moved some of those draft picks for players who would guarantee to help the veterans if they thought that. So it's okay. I don't think anybody could expect what Steph Curry's doing, playing at a level has played at in his career. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. All right, Goo, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. You were asking, well, who else? Who else? So, according to the 415, they were listening to a podcast. They had the Warriors 7th.
Ooh.
In the West.
Okay.
Behind OKC.
Gotcha.
Denver.
Okay.
Houston.
All right.
Minnesota.
Ooh, forgot many.
And both LA teams.
Wow. Damn. All right. Yeah, that bothers me, but, like, you know, there's just something.
That bothers me. I know you're not going to believe me. I kind of forgot about Minnesota, too.
Man. I got some trivia for you.
Give it to you. Diabolical.
I got some NBA question for you and Evan. Trivia. Can you name the three oldest All-Stars in NBA history?
Probably Kareem.
Okay, boom.
Well, Jordan must have gotten one. I'm sure they gave him an honorary one for the Wizards.
So I'm going to go to Evan. LeBron. You got Kareem. LeBron, and you guys are missing one. This is what made me ask. Nope.
Steve Nash.
That's Stockton. A great guess.
Karl Malone.
Nope. That's a great guess.
Are you sure?
Keep going, baby. I'm staring down.
Not Robert Parrish.
Keep going. Evan. This dude's special.
Paul?
Nope. He's from the Lone Star State. That's where he played.
Olajuwon?
No, that's another great
guess.
Dirk. No? He was the second oldest at 40 years old and 243 days.
That was his last year when they just gave him an all-star appearance. You. Like Kobe, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, but it counts. Oh, Dirk. That Akeem was a good pool. Man, I didn't like that. What podcast was that?
I don't know.
You put 7th. That's the play-in, damn it. They ain't making that. Now, that's a bet we can do, Stoney. They will not be a part of the play-in.
But this is the thing, though. They still almost made the Western Conference Finals, if you believe that, from the seventh seed.
Yeah.
Like, being a play-in team is not a nail in the coffin.
It isn't, not, but I do think it makes it tougher,
man.
Obviously. But I do think there was something about getting there. Like, Houston turned out to be a tough matchup for them. And I think it caught, you know, it hurt him in the second series.
What if you didn't have to play that game? Does Curry's hammy feel much better and make it out, Evan? I'm just saying.
Remember, Austin said, we got to stop saying that.
What was the
premise? He said, we
got to
stop saying that they would have beat Minnesota with Curry.
Said, but if Ernest Biner didn't fumble in the AFC Championship game against Elway and the Broncos, they go to the Super Bowl. He fumbled. So why do we got to stop saying it?
Next question.
Well, I
guess you can't do anything. Exactly.
No, that happened. This didn't.
You don't have to ask that again. You can stop asking that question.
I didn't like that. Seven. I didn't like that. Damn.
This is more on. This is what I think is really interesting, because both Kerr and Lacob, to me, over the last two or three days, have really. I think they've spelled it out exactly what they're doing. And they're gonna ride this until there's a consensus in the building that they can't ride it anymore.
Okay.
But I think there's an acknowledgement that we have to be prepared to pivot at any point over the next 2 years.
Well, what's weird about that to me, because I want to put my John Hancock on that and say, I totally agree. But Stoney, if we're going 2 years and somehow Kerr, he's not aligned with that. What? So you would bring in a new coach, because you'd have to, obviously. And then what? His first year is going to be the last year before the year before you just, it goes black, fade to black?
Let me ask you a question. Just hypothetically. Right. If this were 5 years ago, all right, and the Warriors had this team, Steve Kerr would have a long-term contract. Like, if this were 5 years ago and he looked at this team, he would sign a long-term contract.
Come on now.
Right. Yeah. So the mere fact that he's not signing it or doesn't want it, to me, is proof that he knows there's uncertainty this year. And yes, they win 50 games. They win two rounds in the playoffs. Then things will probably stay pretty much the same, and Kerr will coach next year. But like I said, like this guy said, I mean, some have them seventh in the West.
Okay, but Stoney, real quick.
So you get seventh in the West, you get beat in the first round. Now what are you going to do? Bring all three guys and Kerr back? No.
But wouldn't you say 2 years ago when he was in the same position, you could apply that thought process to it? Because that roster was worse than that. I don't think that roster was as gifted on paper or looked as good on paper as this one.
No, but they
but
traded.
He did the same thing, though.
They traded Wiggins for Butler, which put a finality to me on this, or at least, you know, put up a marker that things may change after.
It makes me uncomfortable, Stoney. Like, it's coming to a head, man. Just this whole run.
Exactly. It's coming to a head this year. Here's more Joe Lacob on Curry, Draymond.
You have to at least think about these things. You have to have some plans. This is what's hard about this, right? No one knows the answer. No one knew that Steph could be this good at this point in time, or that Draymond, particularly, people thought he would break down, right? If you're being honest, at some level, because he plays so physically and he's so undersized going against all these monsters in there. Who would have thought he could do this? He's been remarkable, remarkable. And other than his back injury, you know, a little bit there for a while when I had mine. I think it was roughly similar. I mean, who would have thought this, that he could stay this healthy? He's doing a great job. These guys are doing a great job of keeping themselves fit and prepared. And our training staff has been amazing.
All right, so that's more,
man.
You know, more Joe Lacob. Just, you know, I know there were a lot of listeners in the past that said, don't worry about the future when we talked about it a couple years ago.
Well, I was one of them.
But now it's a theme. I mean, that's another theme of this season. There's just no doubt about it.
Who's that? Oh, God. Just get it. You're done.
That's the theme to me.
Well, not this year, though. This year, you got to go out guns blazing. And you know, hopefully you can shock the world, because that's what you're going to be. I mean, a title now makes 2022 look like they were 18 years old. But if somehow they can do it, man, who better than Jimmy Butler, who's been to the finals? And, you know, the narrative was he put the whole team on his back. I'll give him credit for what he was, Jimmy Buckets. And now you got Draymond and Steph Curry and Steve Kerr, for that matter, and old Al Horford, who said he signed with the Warriors because he thought he had a better chance of winning the chip than the Celtics without Tatum. Just think about that. So,
you know what I like about the Warriors right now? Not one person is denying the truth that, you know, they're in an iffy spot. They have a huge range that they could fall into this year if things go well or if things fall apart.
Man.
And they know that, which I think is the smartest thing you can do.
Because all Curry's asked for is a chance.
I mean, feels like they're you know what it feels like.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like this thing could change course at any time this year. If it doesn't go well.
And
if it
goes well. And Stoney, I'm coming over there and I want to hug you, man, and tell you, I want to shake you first and tell you, outside of injury, there's just, in my world right now today.
Well, they don't think that.
There's no way
sure,
that basketball.
You're more sure of the team than Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy are.
No, I think they would be disappointed as all outdoors if the team is playing, like to that caller's point, if this team is part of the play-in. Like I want to bet. Like I'm ready. Like that's not going to happen, barring injury. Stoney, seventh. They're two. I mean, we saw it in what clip they were playing at, and I know it was half the season. But just why can't that be duplicated?
Because they played. They acknowledged that they were playing playoff basketball the minute Butler came here, and we saw Jimmy Butler at his best, playing 95% of the games or whatever it was in the regular season. Like the one thing I think is kind of a joke, I'm sorry, is Jimmy Butler's last 7 years speak for themselves. Like they speak for themselves in terms of games played. And sure, I guess he could play 70, 75, but don't tell me he's going to play 70 or 75 because he's motivated to blah, 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 or he's this is his opportunity. Like, he had all those things in Miami.
Yeah, but Stoney, he's a lot older now, and this could be his last best chance of getting a ring. So, I can't get mad at you or anybody for having that caution, and damn sure what popped off in Miami last year didn't help that to anybody out there. But the bottom line is you could be proactive or, you know, the glass half full or half empty. I'm looking at it half full. And I think Jimmy Butler, he's like that kid that got in trouble or the boy that cried wolf, Stoney, to where all that stuff's over with. You can't pull a fast one on the Dubs. Like, I believe we're going to get the Jimmy. And again, nobody's perfect. You're not, I am. And, you know, but like, I just feel like
right, for the Warriors to
you
be
think
great,
he's going to pull the seat out from underneath somebody.
No, I'm
sitting
telling
down.
You, expect what, like, it's clear you're expecting Jimmy Butler
to be a professional.
We'll be fine.
So, how was he in Miami the last 6 years?
But when it was good, okay, I got
when
you
it was
this.
Good, but he still good only played 65 games.
And I'll
now
take
he's
that
35.
Now. Yeah, I'll take
well,
65.
You're damn right you'll take it now because that would represent the most games he's played in 8 years. Like, that's where you lose me. Like, could he? Yes, he could. Are you expecting it? That's dumb.
If you're right, then
you're expecting a guy to be somebody that he hasn't been in a while. And forget his play. I'm talking about a 70 game per game player.
Let's just say you're right. Then that's the first ingredient or nugget to make me feel like the words you use sideways, that would be the first start of how it could go, is somehow he start finessing.
It's one of the things,
you know,
that
the
could go wrong.
The game.
One of the things, maybe after 10 games, we're looking at Draymond Green and saying, oh my God, what happened to Draymond? It's possible. So maybe that is why Kuminga, you got to keep him around at least for now.
Mm.
But I mean, Does it have to be a perfect season for the Warriors? I don't know. It feels like it. God, got to be close.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I know. It's.
I just, hey, get on.
I have the volume off.
But pay it off. We want to know who it was, Spam or Mom.
It was my daughter.
You had to answer
when
it.
I hang
I
up,
can talk.
When I hang up, she knows I'm at work.
All right.
Okay. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, we got Mr. Involvement.
Vern
Glenn, Bay Area legend. Looking forward to talking sports with Vern. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Warrior basketball. Their season starts Tuesday against the Lakers. Hey, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, and it starts at 3 p.m. They'll have all the early games on. The beer garden will be rocking, and a DJ's going to be playing tunes. Bartenders serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. It's all happening at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Basketball doesn't work that way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Way.
And again, nobody's perfect. You're not, I am, you know.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Vern Glenn.
Vern!
Coming up at 1 o'clock, KPIX sports director.
Everything.
We buried the lead. Our days might be numbered as a show, man.
Quit trying to cheer me up.
Now, when you say it, sometimes people think you mean it, but
that's the point.
Our guy Myers got a new job. He's leaving ESPN.
I know.
He's overseeing 5 professional teams. 90?
Yeah.
I text him.
I'm sure you
think
did.
Think about that. He'd rather oversee 5 professional teams than work with 2 ESPN co-hosts.
Oh, Bobby,
well, and
man.
Joe Lacob.
I got to believe when Bob had me as a visitor to the ESPN studios last year, that might have been predicated on him knowing this might be the last chance I could get you, Agu. Oh, congrats to Bob, though.
Yep. All right. We got a football game on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen.
One.
Well, it's week 7, so.
It's Sunday night.
You know what?
Kiddo's back, and you're 4-2.
It's week 7.
It's the biggest game of the week.
There you go. Okay, sure. Whatever you guys say.
You or something.
No, seriously. Football, man.
It's the biggest game.
Whatever you guys say. Yeah, I'm. You know what?
Chris Collinsworth in town.
No, you guys are right. The nation is locked in on the Falcons this year, and this is going to be a war.
No, it's the NFL.
The Falcons have captured the imagination of the sporting public. What are we doing? It's the Falcons. It's week 7.
And the Niners are going to have their backup quarterback going out there again to try to keep them from going 4-3.
However, they will have George Kittle.
Man, Steiny.
So let me tell you what this is coming down to with me.
Yeah.
And I want to know what 49er fans think. This is all about the eye test on Sunday.
The eye test. Elaborate.
I'd like to see him run the ball better.
There's no.
Duh. But here's the other thing.
No, I'm with you.
Okay. And we always have fun with Kittle. I mess around that he's a better blocker than pass catcher. But the reality is, while he was gone, and I don't know the nuance or the intricacies, but Tonjes was pretty good. Yeah. Tonjes did everything. Like, Tonjes caught passes while Kittle was out. So I'm assuming Kittle is going to catch those same passes that Tonjes caught and maybe
do more alter, with it.
Maybe, okay. Yeah, a little all bit. Right, okay. I don't know that that's going to be all the right part that's super noticeable, but it's got to be in the run game.
There's no, Stoney, this is, it's like, again, and what is it? Every game, you know, styles make fights, matchups. But you're right. If somehow this run game doesn't look any different, I know, what did you say? Oh, Guru, they got 9, 10 more. The bottom line is this is, you would like it to pop off now to where you say, man, Kittle was a big part of what was going on. But does that mean Trent's going to do his job more? Brindle, you know, just hopefully down the line.
Hopefully.
And Kittle's like, I'm a damn tight end, Goo. I help block, but damn, I can't do, don't expect me to do, I ain't God.
I mean, the other thing is if you're a 49er fan, this should absolutely be the start of us thinking they're on their way to getting healthier. They're going to have Kittle on Sunday. They may have Purdy next Sunday.
Pearsall.
Hopefully they'll have Pearsall in the next week or three. I don't know. But at this point, yeah, and I don't believe in curses. I don't believe in snake bit.
Yeah.
I don't believe in any of that
buzzer
stuff.
Buzzer luck.
So the reality is, on paper, they should be getting guys back. They should, they've got to be getting healthier. And if they're getting healthier, then the rest of the season, there's something to play for.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. You don't even know it stayed with me. You said this to Dibs the other day during the crossover, that they've yet to eclipse 30 points. And I know games are not won and lost. So if you score 30, you're guaranteed to win. But the bottom line is, we know who's not coming back. Bosa and Fred Warner, right? So if this offense is going to take a step up or two, it has to be, you would think, when you're fully healthy. And you are right when you painted that scenario of Kittle's back. Okay, Pearsall, if you get, you know, you get him back, you get Brock Purdy. Then at that point, Steiny, you got to believe that's your best chance at 30 points or more. To offset if you, and I'm not saying the defense can't ball out, but if somehow, it's difficult and they're giving up some points, you got to feel like the best version of your offense is out there for you to try to do more.
Well, it's
that's what I'm looking at. Well, I won't be able to see it this week because Purdy and Pierce all are out.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to watching George Kittle to play and see what he can contribute. The other thing that I'm thinking about going into this game against Atlanta is, I know they lost Warner relatively early in the game, and they definitely suffered an emotional,
yeah,
I think, dip.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, to me, you're playing without Bosa and you're playing without Warner, and I think they're gonna have to prove that they're still a really solid defense, as opposed to these two guys have carried our defense, and without them, we got no chance.
Yeah, I was watching the I forget what channel, but it was the Niners weekly on TV. Stoney, I guess Robert Saleh sent Fred Warner a text, and it read, "You didn't die, and neither did this young defense." So, you know, I'm like, damn, Robert. Hopefully, you know, feeling good, because you're never going to say, oh boy, we're in trouble. But, you know, somehow if they can, like you said, that second half of the game, and the more that game went on and Tampa Bay missed that kick to go up 11 points or two scores, I'm thinking we're going to look back, I'm going to get to you, and we're going to call this the Fred Warner game. And the reason I say that is because, you know, there was definitely emotional letdown, but they didn't just roll over. So somehow, Steiny, this defense can pull a rabbit out of their hat and stop Robinson, because that's going to be the you know, you want to get your run D tested? It's coming Sunday night with Bijan Robinson. And then Michael Penix Jr. is not Kirk Cousins, Donnie. He's not a statue. He's got some wheels. But you got Drake London, and we had our guy Brian on from Atlanta yesterday. I ain't going to mess up his last name. And he was just talking about how this no-name defensive line gets after the quarterback. So, Sonny, I am lightweight excited to see how the run game looks with Kittle.
Yeah, and this is the first, obviously the first look at the 49ers defense without their two big boys. And this is where, to me, Robert Saleh comes in. And they got a young quarterback there on the other side. This is one of those things where, like, I'm not so adept at football that I look at Saleh and Penix and say, well, he should do this, that, and the other thing. Like, I'm not sophisticated enough to do that. But what I will say is he knows Penix is a young quarterback. I'm talking about Saleh. And so what I look for in a game like Sunday is, do the 49ers make Penix look a little bit like, when I look at a quarterback, I always put them in two categories.
Oh, give them
to look, them. They look like a quarterback or they don't. Like Joe Flacco last night.
Incredible.
He takes the snap and it's like he just knows what he's doing. But then there's
I just got here.
But, you know, then you watch a Fields or, you know, So I
– Geno Smith.
Maybe he can fluster Michael Penix Jr. I, you know, he's a young quarterback and – Those are the kind of guys you can go after.
Yeah, I got a nugget, and I got to give credit to Estimated Eyes. I hadn't even thought about it, Stoney. We keep talking about Kittle's return and what it'll mean for the run game. He's never played with Mac Jones.
Hmm.
So, you know, he had that rapport with Brock Purdy, but, you know, Brock won't be out there for whatever that's worth. But that is a nugget that this will be his first pass when he catches one from Mac Jones.
Well, let's see how Mac Jones feels about playing his first game with George Kittle.
George is awesome. Obviously, haven't gotten a lot of reps with him, but we have in a way too, just for me watching, being a fan from afar, and he's just great energy in the huddle, and like, he's just George. I mean, you guys know him really well. He's not going to change whether it's practice or game day, so you know what you're going to get. I'm excited to see where he's at.
So he made a connection with Kittle while he was watching him on TV.
He got to love that dude. Just his voice sound like he's saying, hey, I'm here to pick up your daughter. He just sounds like a kid. But, yeah, we'll see, Stoney, 4-3. And again, I know you're big on the schedule game for the Niners, but at this point with what they have going on, Stoney, until I see it, like, I don't think there's any team you could point at on the schedule and say, from a Niners standpoint, oh, this is going to be easy.
Yeah, no, but the schedule is, relatively speaking, very super duper friendly. Steiny, let's be real. This is on the YouTube chat too. Let's be real. They're gonna run the ball down our throats all day long. Bijan with plenty of carries.
It's Algier too, so
man. You know, I'm a firm believer, like, okay.
You would think that's what they're gonna try and do.
You know, even mediocre lines can have a good day. So, like, when we
Atlanta lost to Carolina, who's now 3-3, but Penix and on the road, they were in Carolina. Stoney, I watched the game for certain reasons. Penix was awful.
Yeah, I mean,
but then he looked great looked good against Buffalo.
When we talk about the 49ers offensive line, like, they haven't played well. All right, we can all agree on that, but like, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be bad all year. If Pooney's truly banged up, if Williams is, you know, then and Kittle comes back, then the offensive line can get better. It might not ever be the best in the league, but it can get better, and then the run game gets better, and that opens up a lot of different things. So,
you think we see Kendrick Bourne put up big numbers again? And it's not a mandate, just win the damn game. But, Stoney, I'm watching again last night, just some of it, and I'm like, this dude's – I mean, you talk about yards after the catch. I mean, he would put him the yak – he would put Hennessy out of business, well, man.
Hold on. Now, it's interesting you brought this up, because I saw on the one Bourne catch that he hit a speed of like 19 miles an hour which was the fastest that any 49er had run this year. But if I'm not mistaken, he got caught from behind. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
But there's angles in this, Donnie. It wasn't like this. The guy could have been coming, been front. It could have been a safety that already had a head start on him and was running over and got him. But I'm just telling you, I do wonder if that rapport is going to keep up between these two. And it sounds like it needs to be if they're going to do something.
888-957-9570 is the number. Haven't talked a lot about the Falcons and 49ers game this week. But Niners get this when they go to 5-2. And
do you
be
deal
in first
with,
place.
Yeah. I got a question for you. We kind of did it yesterday, but I'll do it now because I'm thinking about it. Do you think a win or a loss by this by the Niners has any implication on when Brock comes back? Because, no. Stani, this is if
he's
we get
back
that,
next week.
You think so?
Yep. Yep. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm and ready to I see ask, Brock back.
Okay. Like when I let me do this. Yeah. I'll make fun of myself. Yeah, I think he's playing next week. I think he's going to play next week against Houston. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything.
No, but there's
it's
something
just what
you,
I think.
Yeah, but you dotted your eyes across your. So
but
if they go 4-3 and lose their second in a row, I guess do you think there's any more urgency to get him back?
Nope.
I don't know why.
No, I think
feel
he's
like...
targeting next week.
Okay.
Ooh.
But thank you.
I don't know that. I acknowledge I have no clue about it. But yeah, I think he'll play next week. Evan, do you think he'll play next week, Brock Purdy against Houston?
Just what's your gut? You don't have one, but what's your gut tell you?
I hope he plays next week.
And that's where I was at. Why, Evan?
Because I think Mac's going to lose on Sunday.
But why is that all on Mac if they lose on Sunday? Why do you say it like
that?
Well,
it was all on him when they were winning. Why isn't it all on him when they're losing?
I don't like that.
I know. You don't like any form of
constructive
criticism or objective analysis.
That wasn't objective. That was putting it all like... You know, Mac hasn't, you know, actually gone damn Marino's 90. So the Arizona game is out there. He didn't play his best. They won. My point is, I'm just tired of, I've got my Mac fix. Now I want to see Purdy just compare and see the differences.
And that,
in
you,
the offense.
You wanting to see Purdy is as important as me saying I think Purdy will play next week. Like, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter if you want him to play or that I think he's going to play. You can hope and want him to play, but it doesn't mean anything. It's just what your hope is. Same with me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you don't seem to have a hope one way or another.
I don't.
But Houston is a team, just like football-wise. Yeah. Yeah. They get after the quarterback.
Oh, boy. All right, there you go.
No, they have a really good defensive line. Jones is a statue.
Okay. That's
and
it.
This is former D coordinator.
See, I find this interesting, and I don't know if I can meld the two. But I'm going to try. What did you just say again?
That Houston has a good defensive line.
Okay. So, as it relates to Brock Purdy, does the opponent matter in determining when he comes back or playing surface?
To Evan's point, I got to believe it has something to do with it.
I don't think, well, let me put it this way.
Like turf
it
versus shouldn't, grass?
Yeah, like I heard those guys talking about that turf in Houston and then that defense, like, oh, maybe you don't want to do it in that stadium against that team.
Well, the next week, don't they go to New York? Or is that at home?
New York's in New York.
They also play on turf. So we can hold them out for 2 weeks because it's turf?
See, I thought you were saying because they're front, they can get after the quarterback. And that was enough for me to kind of be like, man, let's hope Brock is back.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. I think he has a better chance of escaping pressure. I don't know.
Man.
But I didn't really think about the turf, to be honest.
No, I didn't. I didn't either.
Man.
Let's go to Philmo. Mike wants to talk Niners.
Mike, baby.
Let's hope he's got a little more energy than yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got to tell it like it is, Mike.
Mike told us what he was doing. It's all good, baby.
Well, it's a little earlier in the day, so maybe he's a little more energetic. Hey, what's up, buddy?
No. First of all, I think it was after 12 yesterday, so it don't even matter. That doesn't matter. Who cares? You know, I know Stani, you be smoking on Kush.
Hey!
Anyway,
I ain't gonna tell nobody else. Don't
it
trip.
It is fun. Okay. Thanks.
But look, you gotta look at this, Guru.
Tell me.
And I love you, but look at this. See, you talk about the points per game that we're scoring. The defense is scoring or is doing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A hell of a job.
Yep.
Top five in offense, Seattle is top five. In offense, points per game, they're averaging 27.7. Tampa Bay, they gave us, what, 26?
Mm-hmm.
They gave us 27.5. Rams, 23.3. Arizona, 21.7. The Niners, out of all those games, they've held those opponents under the point. So the defense has to keep up their momentum and allow the offense to catch up to get into their groove. If the defense can do that, which you guys were saying earlier, we have something to play for. So if that can continue to happen, you have to take your hats off to the defensive staff. You have to take off your hats off to the young players, even though people like to criticize them and say, oh, they're playing bad, Marcus Siegel, Alfred Collins at times, C.J. West at times. Something's going on. They're doing something well. Maybe you call it the winners. I don't know. But something's going on with the defense that they're playing above their pay grade. They're playing above what they need to be playing because every time a team plays them, they don't score what they normally been scoring throughout the year.
No, that's great stuff.
Mike, help me.
But ask them now without Warner, how more difficult can they keep that up?
Yeah, just help me here, Mike, for a second. Are you saying that's held true for all six of their games or their four wins? Or most, you know what I mean?
For all, if you, I've looked at the stats. I have it right here. With Tampa Bay with the loss, they held them under their average of 27.5. Even though it's only like a point, right, or half a point.
Gotcha.
They still had them under that. Every game that they played, they had them under that.
So they got to keep doing that without Warner, though, right? Obviously.
They have to do that without Warner.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We will see.
And the offense has got to take it up a notch to like you said, the defense is handling their business.
The offense has to take it up a notch. And then last point,
Just play Purdy when he's ready. When he's 100% to play, let's play him. Why are we making this like an obstacle? Just play him when he's ready.
I think that's what I think that's what we're headed for.
What's ready look like? Him just saying, hey, coach, I don't feel anything?
Him showing the coaching staff and the training staff in practice that he can do the most possible
movements without, and run. I got you.
Without actually playing a real game.
All right, man. And I do.
Make him run suicides.
Dude, I hated him.
Is that that hard?
Will Biggs, I hated him.
How fast can you run to me, Brock? What's your 40 speed?
But it's what four, about four. When somebody lands on you and tackles you? That's my point.
If he can't run the way he normally runs, he doesn't play. If he can run the way he normally runs, he plays. I'm with Mike.
Yeah, Tampa got to Mac Jones 6 times. You don't want that to happen again.
These last two games, you've not been moving wonderfully.
Thank you. Do you want a race?
This guy's awesome.
Like, Steiny, dude, where's my car? That's what he's got doing.
This is from yesterday, and the media was, trying to prod him about how's the leg, how's the knee.
By the end of these last two games, you've not been moving wonderfully.
Thank you. Do you want a race?
Oh, you gotta love him, man.
Let me tell you what he's got Purdy licked in, and that is the personality.
Oh, boy.
I mean, this guy's...
Brock!
Have you ever asked a question in a scrum, would you state... So you haven't been moving very well, but how do you feel? Like you're limping, bud.
Well, I always go back to when Pods missed that little chippy, and I said, Chicago. Man, I got to believe you got the shot you wanted. You probably knocked that down most of the time. But no.
You haven't been moving wonderfully?
Pod, you haven't made a left-handed layup in 4 games. A right-handed layup. Let me just real quick finish with the... I'll bring it back to the other side.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody coming for me, Stein. Real quick, 925 Guru, I need some of what you're smoking. If you think Jimmy's going to play more games because there's a motivation...
No, because he's a warrior. Because he's a warrior. He'll play more games. He's really committed. This is going to be very different because he's with the Warriors. He's going to change his whole personality.
Yeah. If my name was Webster, I would remove, I would put your face under negative. I would just remove the word negative.
And I would put the word delusional under yours.
I own that, but Scotty, damn.
Okay. It's not negative, it's realistic. Realistic.
Define Steinmetz.
Let's not do that. Head over to YouTube and Twitch. That's what you need to do. To see Steiny and Guru, all you got to do is search for 957 while you're there. Download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. That segment was brought to you by Alameda County.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.